Good night. Well, we only have about 32 minutes until 2017. It's been a pleasure to be here tonight and hear all the zeal coming from the hearts of these, my brothers in Christ. As I was thinking about what to share tonight, I switched from many different subjects, had notes I was planning on using and that I'd made a couple months ago and decided they were outdated illustrations, wouldn't work now as they would have then. So, anyway, I was thinking, why are we doing this? Why is all this study and all this time and effort put into what we're doing, what we did this evening and tonight, and what Daddy does every Sunday? What's the point? And instead of reading the passages, I'll just go over the incidents. And, we're very familiar story with David and Goliath. David came out, and his older brother was, you know, I know why you're out here, just not into your heart to see the battle. And David said, "What have I done? Is there not a cause?" And then yesterday in my reading, I was reading where Jehu went and slew all Ahab's seed and Jezebel, and then he, forget the man's name, he took him up into his chariot and said, "Come see my zeal for the Lord," and he went and proclaimed a feast for Baal. And we're familiar with the story where he had that big feast and was going to worship Baal and end up slaying all his prophets, or all his priests. There was a cause, and he saw the cause, even though Jehu had a lot of problems in his life and wasn't so faithful to the Lord. He did something great for the Lord. And David, he wasn't seeing just Goliath. He saw Goliath as defying the armies of the living God. There's a much bigger cause here than what just looks like presently. So, as I was thinking about it, like why do we live in Missouri? Well, most people would answer that. Well, we can't move here for a church. I think pretty much everybody here didn't just necessarily choose to live in Missouri just because. Well, why do we need a church? Well, that's because we're striving to live a holy life and raise godly families. Why do we need to do that? There's a cause, and we need to all get a hold of the cause, because there's many times in our life when you start thinking, you know, you're making money. Maybe you don't feel like, you know, I really need to get out there and work. Maybe you're tired of getting up and working. You're tired of doing, you know, all the stress and whatnot. And you think it's just a vicious circle. I make money so I can buy food, so I can eat, so I can make money. So it seems like, you know, if that's all there is to life, we're of all men most miserable. But there's a cause, and everything should be working towards that cause. And so all the time that was put into messages for this evening and throughout the year was well spent time, because it's all time spent for the cause. Even one thing that a lot of times can be easily overlooked is homeschooling. That is a very important part of the cause. Yes, right. And should be looked at as so, with all the effort that goes into that. All the raising of the children, the all the day in, day out that we do is very important, because if we're doing it for the right cause, it is going to be plenty rewarded. Even where I was thinking about Elijah too, with killing when he went up there and slew all those priests of Baal, and he had the fire came down out of heaven. We look at these things and we think, that's great. Well, there's a lot that we have here that is great. We just are used to it. This church is something that, give it 10 years ago, looked like it'd be completely impossible to have the body we have now. There's been a lot of low times. But there's a cause. And it doesn't matter on the numbers. It doesn't matter on the... What matters is, are we all headed in the same direction?
Right.
If we all were here in this room and we knew, oh, half of us are, you know, really pursuing this goal and, you know, this half is just, you know, barely... No. That's there's no glory in that. Forget the word. Anyway, there's nothing to be, not for lack of a better term, nothing to be proud of in that. We must all be headed for the same cause and be pressing towards the same mark to even be able to call this a Church of Christ. And so, anyway, my mind's still trying to think of that word, but anyway, I was thinking about different things that this church is doing that is for the cause, and like Philip was talking about earlier, the billboards, which was done last year, and a couple of years ago, us starting holding signs out along the interstates or highways and towns. There's a lot of things that we're doing here that are very rewarding if we see the big picture. Because there's been a number of times I've been out there beside the road and thought, what's the point? Is anybody ever going to turn to Christ because of this? That's really irrelevant. We're doing our part in serving the cause. And what the Lord does with it, or what people respond to, that's their business. And if they don't respond, it's only hurting them. But we're delivering our own soul by being faithful to the cause and doing our part to spread the light like Jesus commanded us. So, we're pretty much out of time, but that's pretty much the idea I had. So the next year when we go through a low time or we're just weary with day in, day out life, we must remember there's a cause. Like Daddy was speaking about earlier, tractor breaking down. What's the point of that? Why do I have to deal with this? Well, there's a cause. Why do we have this farm? Why do we have why are we even trying to make a living? It should all be funneled towards raising a godly family for the next generation so we can establish with godly young people, so we can establish godly families so that they pass the truth on and on. There's a big cause there. And in Ephesians 4:13, it says, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We could try to live up to that verse our whole life and probably never attain to it. But that's supposed to be the goal. That's supposed to be what we're striving for. And we must, to deliver our own soul. So when this devil comes and whispers in your ear telling you there's no use, you're not... It's all in vain. It ain't going to make a difference. No, they're the cause. They're the cause, and we just need to get a hold of the cause and get a hold of see the vision and set our face as flint and pursue to the end. So remember that this next year as you face troubles or trials.